How many of you were here yesterday? I know there. Okay, all of you ladies, a couple of you guys. So there is some overlap, and I didn't know what to prepare for, so I prepared some overlap. Some of this we can go over a little more quickly. So this is joyful music. Our title is joyful music. Now, yesterday was music skills, so that was teaching music, teaching theory, and teaching the ability to interact with it usefully for our students. This is different. This is trying to answer the question, how can I stir a love for singing and music in my students? And how can I lift them above the tedium and negativity that sometimes surrounds singing and music, especially in the upper grades? Different schools have different cultures. I didn't deal with that particular problem because the school that I taught in years ago had a pretty positive singing culture. But I know that there's schools that do not, and that's a problem if you're dealing with that. So I don't know if I have a lot of answers for that particular problem, but there's a lot of ways and means to encourage and inspire and create enthusiasm or foster enthusiasm. So in a way, I have a lot of random or miscellaneous things, but there's so many ideas and only 45 minutes. So we're just going to blast them at you. I didn't create a handout because it's kind of hard to group things, so I labeled the handout notes, and you can take notes as much as you like. So we're going to start with warm-ups and drills and that kind of thing. And I don't have a lot of personal experience with that. I've used it some. I know that there's other teachers or other instructors, choir directors, that have used it much more effectively than I have. But I have some suggestions for you. So all of you that are in the class yesterday saw me hold up this book. But for the sake of the few of you, come on in, Aaron, there's three handouts for you there. For the sake of you that weren't here yesterday, this a book called Praise and Practice is a really good book to have on the shelf in your class, or at least on your desk. There's lots of drills, melodic drills and timing drills with a varying range of difficulties, and then there's lots of songs that you can use as well. So this, I feel pretty strongly about this. You need to have one of these. And I can't remember. I think I bought this one from, well, it's printed by Eastern Mennonite Publications, so it's not hard to get a hold of. What's that? Sells it. Okay. Good. So get one of those. That's a great thing to help with your singing and your students, or your students singing. So another one that I think I found just browsing on Amazon was called Quick Starts for Young Choirs. And not everything in this book is probably applicable, but there's enough good ideas I think it's worth thinking about. I copied one of the... Oh, that was another thing. On your handout, the one that has a couple things on it, on the front page, on the bottom left corner, there's the solfege stack. So I think we might try that one for a second. That's from this book. Maybe you've seen this drill where you just start building up the scale. Let's try that real quick. I know it's kind of hard to read and a bit spotty here, but you should, if you hold it close to your nose, you can read it. Do, all together. Do, do, re, do. Do, re, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, fa, mi, re, do. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, la, sol, fa, mi, re, do. We'll just stop right there. There's obviously a third line to it. Now, you can do this in a round, and you note that there's the 1, 2, and 3 at the top, over the top of that first score, so it would be a three-part round. We can do it as a two-part round, and it's a lot of fun, forces you to focus in a little bit, so you're divided pretty evenly. You all will be group 1, you'll be group 2. So they will sing do, do, re, do. That's where you all start. All right, girls, here you go. Ooh. Do, do, re, do, do, re, do, do, re, mi, re, do, do, re, mi, fa, mi, re, do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, fa, mi, re, do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, fa, sol, fa, mi, re, do, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, fa, sol, So you put three parts in that, kind of fun. And then the little note here, you can flip it and start at the top and come down. Do, ti, do, ti, la, ti, do, and so on. Did you have something to say back there, graduates? I'm not entirely sure. It might have something to do with singing as a round. It harmonizes a little bit better or something. So you can easily change that. Yeah. I understand. I noticed that too, and I'm not entirely sure. So that's a pretty common one, and it's a lot of fun to do. So I included it. But back to the book, Quick Starts for Young Choirs. That's more of that kind of thing in here. And there's a fair amount of stuff with vocal things, exercises to warm up the voice or work on vowels, all this kind of stuff. So it's a good idea. There's another one in here, which is a super simple one, but it's fun. So we're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. You all know that by memory. But they call this the silent singing drill. So again, you may have done it, but I'll just hold up my hand. When my hand is up, you are silent, but you're still progressing through the song in your head. When I put my hand down, you start singing it. It's a challenge to see if you can maintain the same timing as everybody else. Ready? Ooh, Jesus loves me, for the Bible, little ones too, long they are weak, but yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus. I'm sorry. Anyway, you get the idea. I got myself mixed up. There's another book here called Gadgets for Singing. And again, not everything applicable, but some neat ideas. So two that I'll highlight for you. This one is called Food and the Five Basic Vowels. And it gives you ideas on how to use an apple, a lemon, orange, blueberries, and a piece of cheese, and Pringles to exemplify or help your students form proper vowels. So that's kind of a neat one. And another one here is using straws and soft drink cups to help them learn to breathe correctly. So, you know, you take an empty cup with a straw and you suck as much air out of the cup as you can. And so that forces you to use your diaphragm and push your belly out and really expand your chest. You can't go like that because you can't get you can't get enough air out of the cup. So just some neat ideas like that. You can look at these later if you want, but these are two books that I've discovered that are useful. So another thing that's kind of fun, I don't remember where I picked this up, but doing a volume slider to practice dynamics. So the way I do it, I just hold my arm like this, and it's just like on a soundboard or something, my volume slider. So you start singing a song, and this is full volume up here, and as they're singing, you come, no, we're going to come down to half volume. We're way down here to where it's almost quiet as we can sing. You can do that, and I used that at Bible school last year with, you know, young adults. Because they would say, or I would say, you know, we want full volume here or something, and they would sing, and it's like, that's not full volume. All right, so let's go to here. All right, that's full volume. What we actually want is about right here. And then they would get it. So it's a neat idea. All right, the rhythm drills. We're still on warm-ups and drills. And you have this sideways section on your handout right here. That comes from this book called Progressive Sight Singing, and I talked about this. Most of you were introduced to this book yesterday. And for those of you that weren't here, this book is probably kind of expensive. I don't know how you... It's a textbook, and so they tend to be kind of expensive, but you should be able to find one used. This is a mind-bending book, as I said yesterday, because these exercises are from very near the front, and when you get all the way back here... pretty difficult. But to give you an example of the kind of thing that you might find in a book like that one, I picked out these ensemble exercises. So these are strictly rhythms. You could do a monotone syllable and use your voices if you wanted to do that. You can tap the rhythms. You can kind of do anything that you'd like. But That book teaches the Takadimi method of assigning syllables to each beat of the major. Maybe you've used that some. I've used it a little bit. I think that that's kind of, it's not, you don't have to do it that way, you can do it other ways. But so right here, we're just going to do rhythm. Just tap your thigh or tap something that makes noise. And you've got number 30 is at the top there. We're going to take the top line of number 30. And you just tap that. So a quarter note gets one tap. And so I'll just give you a 2-3 count in to give you the rhythm. Ready? 2-3. All right. So that was easy enough. Now why don't you do the top line of number 30 and you do the bottom line of number 30. Okay, ready? 2-3. Okay, good enough. Now, do you know what this exercise is actually for? It's actually for both hands. You want to try that? Left hand gets the bottom, right hand gets the top. All right, ready? 2-3. Once. I did once. So this is pretty simple. You try that a little bit, you catch on to it. We won't take time to explore that an awful lot more. But then look down at number 31. You're starting to get rests in there. So think about how this might challenge your high school students with reading rhythms, especially when you get both hands going and you've got rest. Then you start getting, you can get into syncopated beats, dotted notes. You can make this as complex or as simple as you like. And the thing I like about this, you don't have to have this book. You have a chalkboard. You can make up these things easily for your own music classes. Look at number 32. You want to tackle that one real quick? We won't take time. But you can see that how easily you can vary the difficulty level. All right, we're going to move on quickly. So that was warm-ups and drills. I don't have much more to share with you on that. Oh, one more thing. I forgot. So, another thing we won't take time to do, but you can take any of these things and do them as a round. And so then everybody, each group has got to really keep their head screwed on straight because there's no aural cues, you know, oh, they finally got up to do, that means we start. It's like, all right, he's got that measure, he's got there, and I have to start now, and I dare not look up from my paper. I remember doing these when I was in a training thing, and it was tough. And it was a lot of fun. We had a hoot, but it kept us pretty focused. So, back to just miscellaneous ideas. Another idea I have is to add joy and inspiration to your music is switch tunes. So, there's a lot of fun ways you can do that. One that I want to highlight for you is, well, you have church hymnals in front of you, so pick those up. And you're going to turn to number 185. All of you know the song Tread Softly. Probably all of your students know that song. But what if we gave it a different tune? And by the way, this is a really good tune, so it's not to negate that. But do you all know the song, What Heavenly Music? Let's sing these words to What Heavenly Music.
Be silent, be silent,
gives a different expression and a very fitting one to that text. So that was one that just a specific one I wanted to highlight for you. Probably most of you know about how to use a metrical index, but if you don't, I'm going to give you a quick example. So take this book you have in your hand, turn back to page 512 near the back, This is the metrical index of tunes. So this is all the this is an index of tunes that are set or created for the same meter of poetry. So you'll notice on that page 512, about the middle, you'll see LM, a heading called LM. That's for long meter, and there's a lot of long meter songs. So I've just thought that we're gonna switch tunes for two of them. So we're gonna go to number 11 and number 123. So get a finger on each of those places. And we're going to take number 123, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. We're going to borrow those words, and we're going to put them with number 11, Hagerstown, A Great God, Indulge My Humble Flame. You want to try that? Let's see. I should probably pitch this one correctly because it gets a little high. Oh, home, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. It's a passing alternative for a good hymn. And we won't take time to do it the other way, but it works the other way too. You can take Haggard or The Great God Indulge My Humble Flame, sing it to Survey the Wondrous Cross, and it's fitting as well. So, what a neat thing to do with your high schoolers. You can say, all right, we're going to be, you know, tomorrow morning, you're going to pick the tune. We're going to do a common meter or something. You're going to pick the tune, you're going to pick the words, and we're going to sing. And just something to provoke some interest. It's a great thing to do on your program. So that was one thing that I did at Cornerstone last year, was I did a number of well-known hymns with not well-known tunes. I found a different in an old songbook I had, I found a different tune for Sweet Hour of Prayer. I've never particularly cared for the classic the 3/8 timing one. Yeah, that one. So it was a different tune, which I thought was much better, and it was a lot of fun to sing. So that's a neat way to add variety to your program. Sometimes it's hard to find music. Well, maybe you can use an old song and a new tune. All right, now we're going to move on to new songs. So how do we have joyful music? Well, let's do new songs. I've got some neat things I want to show you here. Yesterday I talked about be a music collector. Have a lot of different hymnals. So this is maybe, is this a tenth of my hymnal? I doubt it. I'm not sure. Different denominations. So right here I've got a hymns of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This is a Mormon hymnal, all right? So there's some good stuff in here and some bad stuff. But let me read you one that is a good one that you've probably never heard. School thy feelings, O my brother. Train thy warm, impulsive soul. Do not its emotions smother, but let wisdom's voice control. School thy feelings. There is power in the cool, collected mind. Passion shatters reason's tower, makes the clearest vision blind. And the chorus, school thy feelings, O my brother. Train thy warm, impulsive soul. Do not its emotions smother, but let wisdom's voice control. And there's three other verses, or it's a five-verse song. I was going to read some others. I won't take time. It gives you the idea. That's a neat song. You've never heard that kind of a lyric saying, school your feelings, oh my brother. That might interest your high schoolers to sing that. So I have another one. This is the Apostolic Christian Hymnal, and I think I bummed this off of my parents. This is a unique book, simply because it's like Bible pages. Like these really thin papers, and it's just such a thin little hymn book. Just a fascinating little publication. Let's see here. Here's one. The Lord, my fear saith, thy need will deny. Each good thing, saith faith, will Jesus supply. To him all things leaving, whatever be tied, though now thou art grieving, the Lord will provide. And it goes on with 9 verses for that song about the Lord providing. Now here, I think I mentioned this one. You probably won't find many of these. This is a Christian Science hymnal. So, as I said yesterday, I don't know a lot about that denomination. They are fairly off base. In the up here in the introduction, it says, with seven hymns written by the Reverend Mary Baker Eddy, and she was apparently the founder of the religion, from some other things I read here, and there's one lyric, or one song in here, that it talks about Father, Mother, God. So, when you're dealing with other hymn books from other denominations, you've got to proofread your music. But even from a denomination that is doctrinally off base, they have some good hymns like this one. No eye hath seen, nor tongue declared, nor hath it entered heart of man to know what God hath here prepared for them that love and trust his plan. But he whose spirit searcheth deep hath sent his word to all mankind, the word that bids them find and keep the priceless treasures of his mind. O come and find, the Spirit saith, the truth that maketh all men free. The world is sad with dreams of death. Lo, I am life. Come unto me. So, just a hymn that's not in the church hymnal, but a good one. Now, this book is truly a gem. And if I was going to recommend any of those, I'd recommend you get this one. So this is called Concordia, and this is a Lutheran hymnal. This is an older one. I don't know what the newer editions of the Lutheran hymnal are. But there's something fascinating here I want to read you in the introduction to this hymn book. Where did I lose track of that? Here we go. So it's talking about the compilation of this hymn book, and it says, the best of the indispensable English and American hymns are included. German and Scandinavian sources have been richly utilized. Other ancient and modern numbers appear, together with many new translations of old favorites which have not been rendered in English before. There's a bunch of new songs that came from German or many other languages. And it's fascinating as you flip through this book how many of them have an author and then translated by. I have not fully read through this book. There is a lot of neat hymns, but I have one that I'll present for you here. Lord of our life and God of our salvation, star of our night and hope of every nation, hear and receive thy church's supplication, Lord God Almighty. Here's some great writing. Listen to this. See round thine ark the hungry billows curling. See how thy foes their banners are unfurling. Lord, while their darts envenomed they are hurling, thou canst preserve us. There's one more in here I'd like to show you, which was written by John Newton. So we know him. Oops, I'm on the wrong page. But I don't know this hymn from him. Though troubles assail us and dangers affright, though friends should fail us and foes all unite, yet one thing secures us, whatever be tied, the promise assures us, the Lord will provide. And it goes on with four verses that always end with that refrain, the Lord will provide. I said I didn't know this. I have. I've heard this set to other tunes. I kind of forgot which one I was starting to read here. But it's a great hymn. I wonder, why isn't that in Mennonite hymn books? I don't know. But it's one that you can introduce and not miss. So again, I say this is a very valuable hymn book. That's a good one. And you can pick that up off of Amazon. I got that one from Amazon. Interesting, it came from back east somewhere, and I opened the cover, and back in the 70s, it was given to a woman at a church about 30 miles from my house, and her name's in there. All right, new songs. So, some of you that weren't here, I'm just going to quickly show you this. Hearts and Voices is a publication by Lamp and Light. There's new music in here. This comes out quarterly. If you're interested in trying to provoke your students to love singing, you need to be getting this publication, putting it on the shelves. It's worth it. Maybe you could say it's kind of an expensive magazine, but it's pretty worth it. A lot of good stuff in there. So, on these song sheets that I gave you, find the one that said called List to the Blacksmith. Mm-hmm. this one is maybe the most religious. These others are secular songs I was going to introduce to you. Do any of you know this song? A few of you do. So I don't think we're going to take time to sing it. This is a unique one and a fun one because the bass gets the melody, and that's a little, it's unusual, but it's pretty well done. So songs like this are good examples of things that are a little unexpected, catch your students' attention, enjoyable to sing. And how do you find these kind of things? I don't know how much you've read in that First Days of School book by Harry Wong, but he says in there that you beg, borrow, and steal ideas. And that's how you get good music. I don't recommend stealing it, but begging and borrowing is totally permissible. And so at home I have three binders, big whoppers, full of sheet music, and most of it I've begged, borrowed, and stolen from friends and family members. That's how you build your library and keep your options open. All right, so another way to interest your students in joyful music is some secular songs. Now, I say this with a caution because, as I said yesterday, when I was a school teacher, I wanted to sing a song like this with my students, and it was, I think, about a river or something, I don't remember. It was about nature, but it was not religious. It was just about nature. And I thought it was a great idea, thought they'd love it, and I got a tremendous pushback from my 6th through 10th graders. That was not something that was okay in their community. So we didn't do that anymore. Is there anything wrong with nature songs? Absolutely not. You know what I've read that the most sung song in the world is Happy Birthday. That is not a religious song. So there's some secular songs about nature, about just life in general, fine, I feel. But be sensitive to your community. And of course, I mean, I'm assuming that in your sensibilities, you understand, you're not going to over-center on this or sing 40 of them a week. It's the flavor, it's the seasoning, the salt on your singing. You know, it's now and then, we're going to have singing class this afternoon, and we'll sing one secular song and many other religious songs. You understand what I'm saying. I did a song. Now, I said that my students pushed back. However, I did do a kind of a secular song at a program, and it was very well received. It was a song called Hoe Your Own Row. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. So it's a very moral song, though not specifically religious, and it's talking about don't blame other people for your problems and don't shirk your duty. You have your row, you hoe it. And so that one was fun because we stood up there, I sang it with the boys, and we actually had hoes, and we sort of stood there like we were farmers and we sang this song. So that is kind of a place where a sort of secular-ish song was very effective in a school program. So just some ideas on that. Now I have one song sheet page here has two songs that are kind of about blacksmiths. So there's List to the Blacksmith, which again is nearly a religious song. It doesn't actually mention God, but it talks about sending the rays of our faint-hearted efforts far out for our brother's off dim-lighted way. And so it's talking about helping other people and so on. This other one called the Hammer Song, have any of you ever seen this? All right, a few of you have. Good. The only source that I know of that is out of this little book right here, this old music reader, and it'd be interesting to know where you all found it. So it's great timing exercise, as you can see. Just if you're a male singer, you get a lot of interesting things. As far as singing the melody for the ladies, it's not that much different than any other song. This one, kind of a moral song, teaches about just working and joyfully working and working hard. The other paper is two songs, both called Beautiful River, but they're different songs about the river. The one that says number 116 right below it is a great song for teaching dynamics. And you can see that the dynamics are pretty clearly shown or indicated. Did any of you know this song? Aaron does. Let's try singing this one. So I'll give you you girls just a quick run through. It goes like this. Beautiful river flowing so calmly, and so on. That's pretty much your rhythm for the song. And you men, you come in after them, but I think you can pretty much sight read the rhythm there. Oh, beautiful river, flowing so calmly, winding along in murmuring flow, gliding forever onto the ocean under the willows, bending so low. Oh, beautiful river, now flowing so calmly, still winding along in soft murmuring flow, thus gliding forevermore onto the ocean deep under the willows, though bending so low. That's beautiful, isn't it? And you can see the expression you can fit into, especially the chorus. A lot of fun with that song. Let's flip over the other page to the other beautiful river that says number 172. This one is a little more energetic. So, you got to split up. You put somebody singing that lead and everybody else does the la 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 la. And so we can give this one a quick run. To make it simple, I'll just sing the melody and you all do the la la la's. You'll hear it, and that's really the all that we need for this demonstration purpose. So take a minute to read your rhythms. It's la 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 la. And that's pretty much how it follows. So we'll get you your pitches. Oh, beautiful and winding river, gliding through the sunny veil, rippling with harmonious murmurs through the green and mossy dale, drooping willows bending o'er thee, richly crowned by grassy spray, and thy bosom moonbeam silver in the still eventide. Wander onward, gentle river, ever wander on thy way. So you get some words down there in that second to last score. Well, let's give you one more chance to try that one. In thy ways let soft our shadows, fleecy clouds and sunlit sky, leaves are bending low to kiss thee, lilies on thy bosom lie, daisies nestle neath the mosses, watered by thy falling spray, perfume laden breezes fan me, golden sunbeams o'er thee play. Wander onward, gentle river, ever wander on thy way. Good job. So, again, you're not going to do that all year long, but two or three of those in the school year is a good way to spice up a music class. And you got challenged. Your students would, too. And I don't think we'll take time for the hammer song. It's probably the most difficult of all of them, but you can work that one out. It's sight readable. All right, we've got 10 more minutes, and that's good. I think we can wrap up here. So, rounds is another thing that you need to do. How many of you have this book? Anybody got this one? This is the known compilation of rounds that I know of that are in Shape Notes and mostly religious. So this says it's published by Gospel Publishers in Mound Ridge, Kansas. Originally published by Geraldine Cohn, it says. I don't remember where I bought this. I think I have seen it in some of the common book magazines. Maybe CLE, Prairie View Press, I'm not sure. But it's called Rounds for Singing. And you get interest, just a lot of stuff in here. A lot of the common ones that you know by memory, but they're finally written here. And there's one in here, I'm not laying my eyes on it. I don't remember what it is, but I remember that it's four parts, all four parts, S-A-T-B, in a round. And I did it one time with a youth group, and it just this wall of sound, because you've got all four parts. But it's a neat fun to do, a neat thing to do. So, that's a source for rounds. Choral pieces. So most of you are familiar with the Hymns of the Church songbook, and you're familiar with that choral section in the back. A lot of those are pretty accessible. So depending on the talents of your school, utilize that for sure. That's an easy one to get your hands on. And yesterday, for those that weren't here yesterday, notice on this, on your back page, bottom left corner, it says resources. And Lyle Stutzman's sheet music website is blueskymusic.net, or blueskymusic.net. He's got a lot of choral music that's arranged for, like, SA, SAT, so soprano, alto, and tenor, which is great for high school classrooms. Yes, sir?
If it says film and choral,
okay. You're right. And then he has the music group, or he kind of runs the Google group called New Choral Music. And that's where Lyle Stutzman and a number of Anabaptist composers, just of the goodness of their heart, present new music. And often they tell you, you know, how to buy it if you're going to use it for profit or whatever. But you can email him at that email and get yourself put on that list. And probably once a month there's something coming out, sometimes more, sometimes less, but it's a resource you can utilize. One book I didn't show you yesterday that is another Amazon find is called Rhoda Eaver Chorus Selection. Now, it probably hasn't been published since the vintage of this book, so you're looking for an antique book, but this is a fascinating selection of some neat songs. Have any of you ever heard The House That Stood the Storm? And I didn't even note this. It's not terribly important, but it's a setting of the parable of the house that stood the storm, because it was built on a rock. It's quite flowery. It talks about, and beat up on that rock, her house, and it fell. It's kind of complicated, but it's a fun challenge. So this is a really neat old book. There's a lot of this music I've never seen any other place. I bought this one off Amazon. There's probably still a few out there. Did you have... You raise your hand? Go ahead. That's true. Any of the used online booksellers. Amazon. Mm-hmm. Okay, good source to look for. Thrift books. I was going to go over some of this text evaluation and appreciation a little bit, because I think that is a neat thing, or a small part of engaging in joyful music. So for those of you, since the majority of you were here yesterday, I won't do that in depth. But for those of you that weren't here, this is something that I've used for text evaluation. So there's a little box here called pondering prompts, and it was just a number of questions, by no means exhaustive, but it served my purpose for that particular class. And then here I have Like a River Glorious, and these are my notes from a class I did at Bible school, my notes on guiding the discussion of interpreting that text. So you can read over, maybe get some ideas on how you might implement that in your own classroom. A few final ideas for you. Learn a song in another language. One of the teachers at our school last year had spent some time teaching in the Philippines. Is it Tagalog? Is that the language in the Philippines? And so she taught her third through fifth graders, I think, a song in Tagalog. They thought they were really big stuff. and sang it on the program. So that was neat. Sign language. Here again, that's not something I'm capable of doing, but some people are. So sign language with a song is a neat way, neat thing to do. Hymn quizzes. This could be overdone. Maybe this is more like a one-time event thing, but I found this book on my parents' bookshelf some time ago, and there's some really tough quizzes in here about well-known hymns that I would never be able to accomplish. But there's some neat ideas, like think of all the songs you can think of that have a war analogy. So like marching and things about kingdom and king, and so you start thinking about all the hymns. That's just a fun challenge. So things like that, some kind of a quiz, is just a neat way to make them think about their hymns and do something a little different. So what I've presented to you are all things to add color. It's kind of, it's the maybe the garnish, or it's the dessert, it's the fun things. And that was the purpose of the workshop. But you need to sing a lot, and just common singing. And try to use the special things, like I've shown or suggested a number, to be the special things, not the norm. And that will help, and hopefully it helps, embellish the norm a little bit. That's the goal. I've got a little story I'm going to read you, but do you have anything to add, things that you've done that was a good idea, or something along these lines that I didn't talk about? Absolutely right. And you know, teachers got to get tricky about some of that stuff, because you can go to your school board and say, I'd like to have hymns of the church in my classroom. And maybe they'll pull out the checkbook and buy you half a dozen or a dozen of them. Maybe they won't. So maybe you've got to pony up with some of your hard-earned money and get some end-of-the-year gifts, say, next year, that book's not at home, it's back in this desk, and we're going to sing out of it, you know? Great idea. All right, I got a little story. I think we're supposed to quit here. Incidentally, side note, do any of you know about this book, Parables of the Country Parson? A few of you do. If you don't, you ought to, because here's some good devotionals here. So this was an old heartwarming, Parables of a Country Parson, Heartwarming Stories of Christian Life, and it was William Barton who was he wrote a lot of different books, and he probably amused himself by writing these parables just about his daily life. Some of them are very funny. This one not so much, but a good lesson. This is called The Musical Education. Once upon a time, there was a man who had a daughter, and he loved music. And as the damsel grew, she sang. And the singing gladdened his heart and the heart of her mother. And they bought her a piano and hired a teacher who came to the house and gave her lessons at 50 cents an hour. And the lesson was worth every cent of it. For the damsel soon could play scales and exercises, and between times would pick out tunes with one finger, to the great joy of her father. And when the time came that she should take the hymn book and sit down on Sunday afternoon and play the sweet by and by without very many mistakes, her father wiped his eyes and thanked God for his daughter and for her musical attainments. And there were evenings when the young folk gathered, and she seated herself at the piano and played the Swanee River and Seeing Nellie Home, and they all sang and were glad. Now there came an evil day, when one spake unto the father, saying, Thy daughter hath musical ability. Now therefore send her away, that she may study music. So they send her away to a conservatory, and they shut down the cover of the piano. And on Sunday afternoon her father said, It is lonely, but when she returneth she will play to beat the band. And it came to pass that at the end of certain days she returned with a musical education. And I was among those present on the evening when they gave a welcome home party. And the father said, Tonight we shall have music. But on that night, none of the other girls dared play, for they had not been away to a conservatory. And the daughter would not play, for her sheet music had not arrived. Neither would she sing, for she said that she was out of practice, having recently studied only theory and composition and fugue and counterpoint. And I said unto her, It is not an excess of musical culture that aileth thee, but the need of chastisement. In the days when thou couldst barely play the sweet by and by, so that it might be told from Yankee Doodle, thy musical talent was good for something. thou wert a joy unto thy father and a comfort to thy mother, and thou couldst add happiness to the life of thy friends. But now thou knowest just enough to be useless. And I said, knowest thou any of the sweet old ballads, as The Last Rose of Summer, or Going Through the Rye? And she said, yea, but they are old and simple. And I said, go thou to the piano and play and sing. Thou hast given this party a frost and chilled the heart of all present. Go thou back and warm them up with something that they love. And she did as I told her, and the heart of all present was warmed. I lost my place. And certain of the other girls played. And as the hour waxed late, some of the young folks said, let us sing some of those good old-timers that we used to like. And she played for them. So her musical education did not spoil her after all. And when she hath a musical education that is much better, she will know better the worth of my lesson. The musical education that we give at our schools is not intended to teach them enough to be useless. There's a little bit of that that happens in Anabaptist circles. In the past, I've known some of those people. And I probably was kind of one myself a little bit at one point. But that's not where we want to go. Joyful music is about playing the sweet by and by on the piano and being inspired and loving music and the connection it makes to our daily lives and our spiritual lives. So, God bless you as you teach music and inspire students to love it, not to be overdone, but to love it for the right reasons and pursue it for the kingdom.